Y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. Today we're going to be mainly talking about Ukraine, but I'd like to touch on something else first. So, buckle your seatbelts, this episode is called Ukraine. Let's get started. So, before I get into Ukraine, I would briefly like to mention that I think the Epstein stuff is largely a distraction. I think the Diddy stuff was largely a distraction. Yes, it's unfortunate that girls are trafficked. Yes, it's unfortunate that elites engage in sinful, degenerate behavior. However, at the same time, we have bigger fish to fry. The fact that some people expend all their energy worrying about this stuff when we have kids starving on our streets and we have debt that's like $36 trillion, we still have a bunch of illegals in the country, and many of them have committed other crimes, and not all of them are gone yet. We have so many other issues. We have people not going to church as much as they should. Church attendance is through the floor. And that should be more concerning. A lot of places have crappy roads. So, I mean, we got so many other issues we could be focusing on instead of this stuff, and I'm not focused on it. That's why I'm mentioning. I know some of y'all probably are, but I don't really care because, yes, it's unfortunate, so I care in the abstract, but as far as like whether it informs my actual worldview, not really. Because if you tell me that there's degeneracy in Hollywood, that's like telling me there's fish in the ocean, okay? Yes, there's fish in the ocean. Okay, why are you telling me this? Because Hollywood, unfortunately, has been full of sin pretty much from the day that it was founded. So you're not saying anything revelatory by telling me that there's sin in Hollywood. So I'm just putting that to rest. I don't really care. It's all a big distraction. I care about the people that are trafficked in the abstract because that's obviously a terrible thing that shouldn't happen to anybody. But as far as like whether it's a major issue that takes up a lot of my energy, not really, because I'm more focused on other issues, such as the fact that millions of babies are being murdered every year. That should be a much bigger issue than what celebrities were doing on some island somewhere, okay? Anyway, now let's get into the Ukraine issue. So, yes, it's unfortunate that Russia invaded Ukraine. Russia's got enough land of its own, it does not need to be conquering other countries. Also, it's clear that Ukraine does not want to be part of Russia, because otherwise, it would have joined Russia voluntarily. And so, Russia needs to just focus on its own problems and not invade other places, obviously. Vladimir Putin claims that the conflict between the two dates back to the 9th century. I don't know if that's true or not, because, quite frankly, it's not the biggest item on my to-do list to extensively research that, because my main thought on this whole issue is that the U.S. should not be getting involved. The U.S. should not be sending money and whatnot to the Ukrainians. Not because Ukraine should be just eaten up by Russia, but because Europe should be the ones who are helping them fight off the Russians. Because last time I checked, there's this thing called an ocean between us and Ukraine. Also, last time I checked, we are in $36 trillion of debt. So we can't afford to be spending all this money on Ukraine. We frankly can't afford a lot of the things we spend money on here either. That would be like if I took out a bazillion and one credit cards, racked up like $1 million in debt, And then I kept borrowing, and the reason I was borrowing was to donate to a bunch of charities. Now, sure, the charities are good, at least unless they're legitimate, but let's just assume for the purpose of this scenario that they're all good, legitimate charities like the majority of them are. I still can't afford to be donating millions of dollars to charity while I myself am in $1 million of debt, which I'm not, actually, but again, that was the hypothetical there. So that's basically what the U.S. is doing. If you're $1 million in debt, you can't afford to give $2 million to charity. Just like if the U.S. is $36 trillion in debt, it can't afford to just hemorrhage money to foreign conflicts and foreign countries. Because, you know, the U.S. has its own issues. And debt, you know, by definition, debt has to be repaid at some point. And so if the U.S. is just giving money to those countries, then that means that either the U.S. is borrowing more money to give to those countries, which is stupid, or the money that the U.S. is bringing in that could be used to pay off the debt is being given to the countries, or the other countries. So either way, it's idiotic. No person would get away with this. They'd get they'd have to declare bankruptcy at a certain point, or worse. So those are my thoughts when it comes to the monetary issue. Is we can't afford to give money to other countries. We also can't afford to just give handouts to everyone and their mother-in-law either. So there's a lot of things we can't afford, and Ukraine is just one of 50 million of them. I do think that on Friday, Zelensky kind of made a fool of himself in that meeting. He was like that. He kind of reminded me of this kid in the grocery store one time that was screaming, "I hate my socks and shoes." So her mom took off her socks and shoes, and she goes, "No, don't take off my socks and shoes." Because that's kind of what he was doing. He's like, "Well, I don't want a ceasefire, but I want a ceasefire." Or not a ceasefire, but end to the war. It's like, Trump was saying that he would work towards peace. Zelensky was saying he wants the war to end. They were like disagreeing on the same side almost. At least at one point during the meeting, before it completely deteriorated. So I don't know what he was doing there, but it was not good. Although I will say it was good that Europe after that was stepping up and you know, saying they would help out more, which I'm sure they have been helping out somewhat this whole time. But as I said, if the Europeans want to protect the Ukrainians from the Russians, then the Europeans should be the ones that, you know, that band together and help. It shouldn't be dumped on our shoulders when we're in so much debt and we are all the way across the ocean. And we have many problems of our own. I would even argue that one of the problems we have beyond the social programs, beyond the debt, is just the fact that America has gotten too big and too bloated. The government's too bloated. And as we found throughout the history of studying empires, when an empire gets too big to govern, it does not bode well for that empire. And so, you know, you'll have the people on the other side of this who say, "Oh, well, we need to fund Ukraine to one extent or another because it's in our interest in some way. Or we need to send money to these countries because it's in our interest, and we need to send money to those countries because it's in our interest," and blah, blah, blah. Well, that's a sign of an empire that's too big to govern. The U.S. geographically is a huge country. But so is, it's a little bit smaller than Canada, and it's definitely smaller than Russia, and it's around the same size as China. Although That's a whole other topic when it comes to China, because China is also in a lot of debt. So maybe China is also experiencing that effect where you have an empire that's too big to govern. Because they are also overextending themselves around the world, while they're also in a bunch of debt and facing other issues, such as the demographic problems that result from the one-child policy, because a lot of people wanted sons, and But when it comes to Ukraine, we all want to see this war to end. We all want to see this war end. We all want people to stop dying, obviously. Like, in that war, we all want that to happen. At least anybody who's sane wants that to happen. Nobody wants for Ukraine to just get eaten up by Russia. However, the U.S. should not be expected to foot the bill here. And the reason I'm reiterating this is because when the Europeans announced they would provide more support, they then said that they couldn't do it without the U.S. helping it. So, I don't know. This is not the biggest issue that concerns me, but I did feel that I should talk about it because everybody else is talking about it. Like, there's so many people sharing on Facebook the blue and yellow heart, "I stand with Ukraine." Which is kind of funny to me, because a lot of those same people, they won't say they stand with Israel. And as I said, foreign policy is not the biggest issue for me. I have I think the biggest issues for me are the social issues. However, it is just funny. You know, it's just funny to see how the same people who want to spend money in every country known to man are also selective about which countries they stand with. It's like, if you're going to advocate that we stand with every country under the sun, and then a few more, it's kind of hard to justify that while at the same time you don't stand with Israel. Now, I do think Israel does have some special significance because of the biblical significance, because the original homeland for God's original chosen people is Israel. However, even then, I'm not sure the U.S. should pour a ton of money into it, because again, we have our own issues, and the U.S. is it's too big to govern if it's overextending itself all over the world, because an empire does not have to have a physical possession in an area in order for that area to be part of the empire if the empire is funding that area. An empire, contrary to the classical conception of an empire does not always have to be all owned by and conquered by that country and ruled with an iron fist by the country. You can have an empire that does contain some of those types of possessions, but also contains territories that depend on that mother country in order to exist, really. Like, can't sustain themselves without it. That's kind of, in fact, that's the way a lot of empires are. I mean, the Persians, when they would conquer an area, they'd leave a lot of the officials in place that were already there. And as I said in a previous episode, you could practice whatever false religion you wanted in Persia, because, again, this was before Christianity. The Persians generally didn't care as much about some of that. They would just, they'd conquer an area, and then they would, you know, nothing else would change except that essentially you were now considered to be in the Persian Empire, and maybe you could be called on to fight for the empire in a time of war. So, at least from my understanding, that's what it was essentially like. And I mean, obviously, we know that the British, they conquered large parts of Asia and Africa. There's an ocean between those, so they weren't physically connected, obviously. I know that sounds elementary, but it's worth pointing out. But a lot of those areas, they were conquered by the British, and they essentially relied on the British to exist, essentially. And so that might be part of why, after independence, a lot of these areas struggled, because they didn't have a lot of money coming in, because they no longer received the support of their former empire, because it wasn't an empire anymore. And so a lot of these areas struggled because they didn't have money coming in until either the US or China started giving them money. And even then, they're still struggling because a lot of these areas are also very corrupt. And that's also what happens in Ukraine, by the way. Ukraine is also very corrupt. Or at least it has been historically. It has historically been one of the more corrupt countries in Eastern Europe. And Eastern Europe has had a lot of corruption and inefficiency after the fall of the USSR. So, where I was going with all of that was to say that if the US wants to accelerate its own mainly financial downfall, the best way to do that is to throw money here, there, and everywhere. Because overextending yourself like that is how empires historically have become too big to govern and have failed. It has caused them to fall. I mean, there have been other factors within and also a lot of times outside the empire that have also not helped in the final stages, but overextending yourself, becoming too big to govern, is a great way to fail as an empire. And you can do that to some extent by physically like conquering the areas around you. However, the continents are only so big and you will eventually run into an ocean, obviously. So one of the other ways that you can become too big to govern like that, as I have already said, is to indirectly assume power over an area by funding it, bankrolling its existence, preventing it from being bankrupt, and that's what the US is doing in many parts of the world. And I'm concerned that if the US keeps doing that while also accruing more and more debt, both from that and more so from domestic expenditures, especially Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, programs like that, a very large bloated federal government. If the US keeps doing all of that, they're just going to get into more and more debt. And if they don't, if they keep going the way they are and they don't repay it, they could default at a certain point. And that would be disastrous. So those are my thoughts on Ukraine, the Epstein distraction stuff, and the idea that empires can and often do become too big to govern and then set themselves up to fail. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this episode or considered it to be food for thought. You can find this podcast on Spotify, Amazon Music, the RSS feed, Audible, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. You can also send me an email if you'd like at jessesfiresidechats@gmail.com. That's J-E-S-S-E-A-S, firesidechats@gmail.com. And you can also contact us on our Facebook page at Jesse's Fireside Chats and on X at JFSCPod. Although I would like to remind you that from tomorrow until Easter, I will be going on a social media fast. So I may not be able to get back to you right away, although I would still appreciate the feedback. Thank you for all of that. Thank you for listening. Pass this along to anybody that you know that might be interested. And have a blessed day.